Sorry, I'm a little bit behind. We've been talking about the heavy rain here, Congressman Mike Bost.
You know, it is southern Illinois.
Yeah.
So you don't like the weather today, wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we've been asking for rain. We just like it would have had a little longer time to soak in before it all ran off.
There you go.
So, boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, and this is the thing, and it's not gotten as much press as I thought it would this week, and that's the defense bill that voted on last week in the House.
Yeah, NDAA.
And I thought we would have seen a lot more about this in the press. And in particular, the component, and you talk about it in your newsletter that was issued on Sunday, wokeness in the military and the Republicans' effort to address this in the defense bill.
You bet. So, and I think people want to know what wokeness is. And in my view, it's an idiotic idea about focusing on things that really don't matter. And let me explain that. So what we did was we when we went against the woke agenda, so we put there's no chief of diversity officer in the military. We cut funding for that. And social justice programs and gender identity programs and no funding for critical race theory and no funding for climate change programs. And we backed off on the COVID vaccine, and we are actually allowing those people who were processed out of the military because they wouldn't take the shot, okay, we're allowing them to come back in. That is what we're talking about whenever we're trying to stop wokeness. Because, Tom, let me tell you, as a Marine, I was a peacetime Marine. I've said this many times. But all your veterans out there know and understand this. The job in the military is to figure out how to put an accurate bullet downrange and or support the people who are. That's what our military should do. I don't care how you identify. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care about any of that. I care about the fact that in our Constitution, we are to provide for a national defense. A national defense is the people who understand how to defend this nation against foreign aggression. That's as simple as it can be, not all the other garbage that needs to go in there. Now, let me tell you what we did do positive in the NDAA. We put funding, we paid for funding in the national security. We support the mission at Scott Air Force Base, which is vitally important because you got to understand that people don't really understand that every bean bullet and Band-Aid that is supplied either during peacetime or wartime is all coordinated through Scott Air Force Base. We increased our pay to our service members because for the first time since back during Jimmy Carter, E3s and below qualified for food stamps even though they can't get it. Remember, I know how that is because I was there. Tracy and I were married and had one child and another child on the way. When before that got straightened out, we lived that.
So, a 5% increase or something like that?
5.2% increase. Yep, brought them back up to where. Look, we're having trouble recruiting. We're having trouble recruiting because a lot of the family members who are veterans before are looking at their kids and going, I don't know if you want to go in the military with all the woke stuff and everything like that. And also, the pay didn't compete with what's going on the outside. Now I hope that we're going to start being able to encourage people to go into the military, to serve this nation. Every recruitment number is down right now. And it's because of these type things. I hope that this NDAA bill, it would encourage people to young people to be involved in the military. It gives you a golden opportunity for career opportunities that are there and available, and it gives a great opportunity after you get out of the military of having, you know, sometimes if maybe college isn't your thing right now, or also if you're got a 4-year degree, you go in as an officer. And it just amazing what it'll do for your life.
All right, now here's some other issues here. All right, this defense bill. They said, you know, and I was listening to the news coverage out of New York on Friday afternoon, say, well, it's dead on arrival in the Senate. Well, Sunday, Chuck Schumer says out and he starts talking about the defense bill and how important it is that they address the issue, Mexico, China, and fentanyl and the number of people it's killed here. In the defense bill, and I kept thinking, well, maybe it's not dead on arrival in the Senate.
It's
Schumer,
not dead.
Right?
No. You're going to move some in the AA. He will. they will try to – let me tell you how this works. We send over our bill from the NDAA. We do it every year. The Senate then looks at over what we passed, and then they take and modify it and try to send it back to us. We disagree, and then we go to what is known as a conference committee. The conference committee hashes out the things that they disagree on, and then the final bill comes out for final passage. That's the way it works. Always has.
So it'll take a little while to work both through. Now, here's another issue. Yeah. I watched a lot of coverage, the questioning of FBI Director Christopher Wray. Should Christopher Wray be fired from his position, Mike?
Yes. Yes. Because we need to make sure this has a lot to do with the fact of what we did when we put the rules together as far as the House, and we put together a church committee. The church committee, like I told you early on in the year, is an opportunity for us to deal with bureaucracies, whether it's CIA, FBI, Department of Revenue, all of these bureaucracies that go awry based on the fact that they believe they're untouchable. And remember, they don't work for the government. They work for the people. And once they get to the point that they are no longer working for the people, we need to make sure that we put people in that understand that you work for us. We don't work to serve you. And that's the problem with a lot of our agencies.
That's not the sole purview of the FBI. There are a lot of departments that seem to think the general public are serfs. Serfdom is what I've.
Right, and therein lies the problem. That's why the church committee was created in the 70s. That's why we need to have it now. Remember, one of the main jobs of Congress is oversight. Oversight, we are elected as members of Congress by the people. Therefore, the people are the ones who send us here to look at these agencies to make sure they are serving the people, not themselves. And that's why and in answer to your question, once someone is in that position and they believe that it's more about the agency than it is about the people, then there's a problem. We got to get it fixed.
All right. Now, here's another issue. I know almost nothing about this, but I saw this yesterday afternoon. It caught my attention. House Republicans vote on planting a trillion trees?
Yeah. Let me tell you where that came from. So there's a guy by the name of Bruce Westerman, who is a wonderful guy. His education is in forestry and everything like that. When all of the people are worried about the carbon and the carbon footprint of we the people today and their global warming and everything like that, whether you believe in it or whether you don't, it is always our trees are the best response to that carbon footprint. So here's the thing. If you drive up and down the interstate and in all the places where construction has occurred over the years, there are open spaces. The medium in the interstate is one of the best places where we can plant trees and allow the trees to grow up and do what trees do, which is, you know, take the carbon. When they do, they produce something good in quality air. And so that's the idea and intent of it is, you know, and it's a good idea. Here's where I'll explain.
Well, it's a good idea for those of us who stay between the white lines.
That's true too.
You know.
Yeah, that is true. You know, I mean, so there is that, but the idea of creating something to reduce carbon in a natural way is a true Republican idea. It's kind of like Republicans on taxation. You see, Democrats believe if you just tax people that you're going to cure the problem. The Republicans believe that if you grow jobs, you don't have to increase taxes. You just increase the amount of taxes that are coming in.
Well,
with the carbon.
I think this is a fascinating subject, especially in questioning, you know, after climate czar Kerry's questioning and he's saying, no, we don't have a private plane. Well, you know, I watched the interview. Right. See, I mean, semantics. You know what this country is going to die by? Death by semantics.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
agree.
And but I'm watching the interview where he says, you know, yeah, we use the private plane, but we buy, you know, carbon credits to offset that. Well, you know, fighting climate change, if it's real and you say these are the sources and all this, well, then that's just bookkeeping. That's not really actually taking any action.
Because that this goes right under the do as I tell you, not as I do.
Right. And no doubt about that. Now, here's another one, because, you know, right now the House is taking a stand, and one of the members of the House had some very unflattering things to say about Israel. Matter of fact, they're going to be at the White House today. Isaac Herzog, the Israeli president, will be there. Today
addressing
Congress today as well. While at the same time, the House is planning on taking a vote on stating that Israel is not a racist or apartheid state.
Actually, we did that last night.
Oh, did we?
That was our last vote last night, and there were about 20. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. It was in the mid 20s of the people that voted no on that, which is amazing to me. You know, Israel is our closest ally. Israel provides us with some amazing technology, and they understand. And Israel is one of the most peaceful nations. Do you know Israel and the United States are the ones that when we fight our enemies, if we find them hurt, shot on the battlefield, we heal them up and then return them to their homes? Most nations don't do that. Israel has but because of that, and I don't know whether it's because of faith or whatever, Israel is turned on from every side. Now, let me tell you that Israel, most recently, because the Abraham Accords and everything like that, is now at peace with a tremendous amount of their neighbors, not with Palestine, but with Egypt, with Jordan, and all of the Middle East countries through the Abraham Accords, which is an amazing thing, because you remember the big statement when we were all growing up, peace in the Middle East will never happen. Actually, it is, except for Iran, which is a common enemy of all the Middle Eastern states because of the danger of their going nuclear. But then a big problem is always going to be between Palestine and Israel. But other than that, know this. Israel is a very close ally, regardless of which leader they've had. It is great that the president is going to be here today to address the House, you know. And we need to send a clear message that we stand with our allies.
All right. Now, here's a question that's come in. I didn't see this coming. I want to thank Phil. He's always got great questions when he sends something in on the American Monument text line. He says in his text, if you have any extra time, would you ask Representative Bost about the chances of eliminating the WEP, the windfall elimination provision that affects a lot of state retirees? I'm afraid I don't know anything about this. Mike?
Yes. Well, here's the problem. I have always supported to do that. If this is what he's talking about, it's a Social Security. When the state of Illinois, when they created Social Security, if you had pension systems with the state that paid higher than that, then basically your people who received those pensions did not qualify for Social Security. That's where we're at. I think this is what he's talking about. And let me tell you that there are 11 states that do that. I have always signed on that if you've worked your quarters and everything like that, you should be able to draw your Social Security. You paid into it. Even if you are a pension recipient, you know, any of the five pension systems in the state of Illinois, teacher's pension, the GA pension, the university pensions, and the state employees pensions, all of those pensions do not qualify and cannot draw Social Security, even though they might work and pay into it. So I'm on to it. The problem is that only 11 states, therefore not a majority of the members of Congress, are from states that understand what this problem is. We push for it. The 11 states push for it. All the other states say we don't want to provide Social Security for more groups because Social Security looks like it's going to fail in years to come anyway.
But, and that's where it's at. But you had me at that's your money you paid into it.
Exactly.
Right. I think because
we have a lot of people that do not pay into Social Security that actually can draw it.
Right. And as our immigration policy continues to progress in Illinois, that number is probably going to go up when you think, if it hasn't already. Now, by the way, this doesn't have anything to do with the interview, but I think you know this person, Deb from Murfreesboro, just text me. You know her. She said, she just sent me a note on the weather, said 830 Route 13 Walnut Street at Wall in Carbondale, rerouting traffic due to flooding on the road in front of the Eastgate Mall, Ashland Furniture. You know, right, remember the corner that Golden Bear was? Yeah, I remember when Carl Wartell worked there. So do you.
Spent a lot. Now you're dating yourself.
I am, late nights and early mornings. Yeah, but see, here's the thing, Mike. I got the kids discount. So
back then, I'm sure you did.
I'm probably the only person who got a kid's discount at the bar. So anyway, Mike, I got to let you go. Congressman Mike Boss, the thing is, I've got a lot of other stuff I want to talk to you about. So let's talk again soon, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, Tom.
841.